Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. Came into school nervously this morning, as I'm sure every head teacher did, hoping and praying that the wind didn't rip a roof off or had damaged something in the school that would be liable to pay for. And the only thing I'd noticed was some sort of, you know, decor at the top of the outdoor classroom had been blown off, and a couple of lids and a bin had been blown over, but nothing, thankfully. In my back garden, my basketball net, the backboard got blown off and ripped off, and a couple of the old garden chairs were being blown around the garden. But I tell you what, I've not seen wind like that since the great storm of 1987. If there's any parents as old as me to remember that one, I didn't go to play school that day, the day after, because there was no electricity. So it wasn't as bad as that. And the winds are dying down, the weather is warming up, and pleased for that. You'll notice in the morning that our car park gates are open. There's a very good reason for this. The previous place, we spent £20,000 on gates and openers and stuff. And to stop the gates wearing out and breaking, it's so they, you know, not having them open and closed all the time. So we keep them open in the morning. But that has led to a couple of you driving in and dropping off. Please, 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 you are not allowed to drive onto site unless you've got a sort of, you know, we've pre-agreed it for maybe a medical condition or something like that. So please don't drive into the car park at any time of day or night. So there's very good reasons for that. We have children walking across, we have adults walking across, and it all becomes a bit dicey in there. So thank you to everybody for your understanding, but the car park is for staff only. Appreciate everybody who has donated figures, dolls, books, games, plastic pots, digging stuff, kitchen implements. If you've got anything you haven't yet, good old-fashioned January clear out, and you've looked in your cupboard, you think, I don't want that ladle anymore. I know who would like that. Mr. Patterson, just drop it in to the office, and we will use it at lunchtimes. Speaking of which, we've moved our guinea pigs. So Bubble and Squeak were living by the chickens, but we realised that the space is too big, stupidly, and they kept on hiding. And guinea pigs are really, really good therapists, amazing therapists, and we want the children to be handling them and using them. So actually, the guinea pigs have now got their own castle. You want to see this hutch we've got? A castle hutch. I could live in it. Literally, I could live in it. I'd be a king. You'd be calling me king. This lunchtime, even, we had children handling and holding them and giving them a stroke. And it's really, really nice. So guinea pigs have been moved into their own castle hutch. And lunchtimes are great because we've got the scooters out on the playground now too. And it's great to see the children scooting around, big smiles on their faces. And a few of them said to me, Mr. Patterson, when's the field reopening? We can have the field open, but please, 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 and I say every single week, bring in and leave wellies in school. And we've got wellies arriving for all of our lunchtime supervisors. And once everybody's got the right gear, we can have that field open again all year round. Reading this year has been our big objective, where we really, really want to improve a reading in our school. And some of the things we've done is we've obviously got our lovely library and we keep that stocked up, and we've now got an electronic cataloguing system where there's a little scanner. It's like being in the proper library and we can scan the books out. We've done Destination Reader, where children are reading for a sustained amount of time every day. We have done Shears and Ori. I know we've been pretty bad in Shears and Ori. There's a new episode going out today. I will send it out with the podcast. So Shears and Ori, and Megan has read the next chapter of Mr. Stink. We have got trips set up, and I think that starts this week, where we're taking classes down to the Cold Harbour Library. Actually, tomorrow, our first visit to Cold Harbour Library, and Mrs. Ball is taking her class to Cold Harbour Library. And we tried to do other things. So for instance, year four, they had the guy who wrote Stitchhead coming. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. We had Chris Connelson comes in to do reading with the children. And I just ask, could you just make sure your children are reading 20 minutes a day in the evening? Just 20 minutes. It makes such a big difference to their learning. And I know what it's like. I know what it's like because I have a parent. I'm a parent of children of the age in our school. And my daughter is in year five, not at this school. And there's too many other distractions. I get it. Both my wife and I work full time. And the last thing you want to do, you're rolling, you pick the children up, don't you, 5:30, 6 o'clock. You get indoors, you've got to sort dinner and out and everything, and then you're trying to make them read as well. So we just, and I'm not teaching how to suck eggs. I'm really not teaching how to suck eggs. But what's worked for us is that actually Isla is reading to us now every single night. And we've just got it into our routine because we'd stopped. I'm going to hold my hands up. We'd stopped and we weren't reading every night. And that's bad, isn't it? How can I sit here asking you to do it if I'm not doing it myself? So we make sure every night, 20 minutes, it's only 20 minutes. Isla just sits and reads to us. And it's difficult, isn't it? Because you can't force a love of reading. And sometimes it's got to be the right book. But we do it every night and we make sure it happens religiously. We don't always do it at the weekends. And I know some children will just pick books up, won't they, and read. And Joseph, my eldest, he's now in year eight. He used to do that, although he doesn't do it as much. And Isla doesn't. So actually, we say to look, Isla, you've got to read again tonight. You've got to read again tonight. And some, you know, I as an adult, I go through fits and starts of reading, as I'm sure you do. So please, can we just get the children reading 20 minutes a night. That's all we ask. And it will make such a difference to them. Remember, you can come and use our library. You can come and dip in to our library after school and grab a book as well, because we've got a well-stocked library. Or go to the local libraries. Or, you know, the Kindle store, always a good place to grab a cheap book too. Our pizza party last week, by the way, was absolutely incredible. The kitchen absolutely smashed it out of the park. 430 individual meals they created. That is absolutely phenomenal. That's no mean feat doing that. And I do believe they deserve one of these. It was meant to be a round of applause, but I pressed the other one. There you go. Well done to the kitchen and everybody on duty. I was there. I was doing the old juices. I was topping up the juice and pouring that out for all the children. It was full on, but yeah, an amazing effort. And I hope everybody at home enjoyed their pizza, chips and ice cream. This message is just for year four, so disregard this one. But we like to put on different experiences for across the school. Year six, we go to PGL. Year five, we do Cosmic Camp. Year four, we had been going to Lower Grange Farm, but I know they do that over in the infants, so we wanted to try something different. So we have got an organisation called the Challenger Troop. We have booked them to hopefully run an activity session on a Saturday morning. Mrs. Young has emailed you all the details. There is a cost to it, because obviously it's an activity outside of the curriculum on a weekend. We want as many of people to sign up as possible. There is a payment plan as well, but unfortunately, if we don't get enough people to sign up, we will have to cancel it because we can't afford to run it at a loss. Mrs. Young did send out all of the details. If there's anything else you want to know, just speak to Mrs. Young, and you can email via the office@, and she will get back to you and answer all of your questions. So, last thing today is your devices, children devices. And again, look, I'm not teaching you how to suck eggs, because I'd be a hypocrite, because my children are on devices way too much as well. But I think it's just a reminder to ensure that devices don't go into bedrooms with children, because I think the temptation there is too much. And we've had on occasion where children have been, you know, they've gone to bed, you know, we go to bed, don't we, really tired, and the children are there on iPads till 2 o'clock in the morning. They do it, trust me. So it's just about having those controls. If you've got Apple devices, you can very easily And I think you can do exactly the same on Android devices. You can set up family controls, and I would highly recommend setting that up, because then you can set your devices to switch off at certain times of night. You can decide which sort of apps you want them going on. So for instance, if they're messaging too much, you can actually say you can only go on a messaging app for 1 hour a day, and then it just blocks it off, and then you're taking back control, because I know how it goes and I've been there. And all of a sudden you think, oh my goodness, they've just spent 5 hours on that iPad. And there are other things, and they're great, they're brilliant devices, and there's so much to do, but there are other things as well. And it's about having that digital detox, and we've spoken about this before, and I need to do it myself. Over Christmas, I deleted Facebook and I deleted Twitter off my phone, because I felt myself getting obsessed, especially with Twitter, checking football news, and that's what I do. Sado, checking Crystal Palace news. But I've actually not put Facebook back on my phone now. That's it. See you later, alligator. Not interested. One of the best things of them, because one of the things I hate about Facebook is everybody posts their perfect lives, don't they? You look at, oh, look at them doing that. Oh, my goodness. And actually, that isn't the reality of it. It's just it's a very, very closed angle of somebody's life. But yeah, just allow children to have that digital detox. Take control. You are in control. You know, take the devices out of rooms and use those parental controls you can set up. That's really, really easy to do, and something I'm more than happy, if there's a bit of a want for it, just give us an email and I can set up a little class or something where I can show how you can do it, because it's such an easy thing. And I tell you what, you are in control. Wow, I've rambled this week. Have a great rest of the week, and I will be back next Monday on the pod. See you soon.